That's the thing with the fast. The fast is not just the food. Yeah. It's a whole suda.
Right. So
and there's a certain formal way of engaging each other in suda. Suda has its own rules. You can't just make up your own thing. That's part of the way it is. That's just the way. That's the way their zman. It's different than zman is that. But in that day, that's how you would be kovei yourself in the suda. You want to be kovei together. You have to do the same kriyas. It's just.
Wait a minute, it just comes naturally that they're doing that. That's part of the.
That is how they would. That's how they would sit when they were being kovei in the suda.
Yeah, but you're saying that you need to demonstrate that. So if it's on the left hand, then what's.
What I meant by the lechem was that certain foods are capable of being an achila for everybody. There are certain foods are capable of creating a unified achila. But it would be through suda. It would be through that they're in one entity of achila. Because suda is an entity of achila. That's a mitzvah. But if you want to be in that entity of suda, you have to join it. Right?
Or like we started thinking about that. If you ask a question about, like, is this talking about Shemei Fona or is this talking about something else?
Right.
And like the Rosh has, points out that Shemei Fona.
Right.
Yeah. Like, the way you were learning about yesterday seemed like that he's not talking about Shemei Fona, that he's just, it's a different type of thing. It's like a Chad Baruch Hu. But I mean,
right.
How do you explain, like, what the Rosh is saying about Shemei Fona? Like, it seems to me at least that he's like, he has Shemei Fona in the Sugya, and like, he's learning that.
That he's saying that what? Let me see again. The question is by what I'm not sure about the Rush is let me look at it again. What's that?
It's on
what is it? 56?
Yeah, it's above where we read.
So yeah, I know. I just don't have hard to find the page. So the Mishnah. Yeah, he's saying the Mishnah is talking about pas and yayin, right? The Mishnah is definitely talking about pas and yayin. Yeah, and with haseva you'll be yotzei, and without it you're not, right? And they're saying you're not even going to be yotzei shemei kona. Right, not even going to be yotzei shemei kona. Yeah. So what's your question?
See, when I was reading that, I was learning that he means that the reason you're not yotzei, if you're not hesivu, or you're not
hesivu, right,
is because shemei kona doesn't work unless you do hesivu.
No.
Yeah. See. That's not how you read it.
I'm not reading that way.
Right. Okay. So then we'll don't read it that way.
Alpha God doesn't indicate that.
Then are you going to learn?
Oh, one second. He's saying even though there is an idea of Shemei Kaona, right? It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you over here.
Okay. So you're saying that anything that's where you have an idea of Echam Bar Shalom, then Shemei Kaona isn't going to help you?
Then if you're not doing it that way, Shemei Kaona is not going to help you.
So then,
but that's what I was about to say. I'm not sure if that's just by pas. I'm not sure if that's just by pas.
According to Lishna Kama, how are you going to say that it's just by pas? I mean, he's holding it. Lishna Kama holds everything basically is Echam Baruch. You have Echam Baruch going. So what happened to Shemei Kona?
Mean,
he's saying that it doesn't work ever. You don't have Shemei Kona by Ophios Peros or Ophios anything.
No, means to say that there's no that what's the Lishna Kama again? That you don't need Haseva.
Right.
You don't need Haseva for the other things. You see that's what we were discussing yesterday, that even according to Lishna Kama, the bracha by the pas is gonna work differently than the bracha by the other things. Because the bracha by the pas, it still is an entity of suda. It's a different phenomenon. It's still a different phenomenon. It is a real bracha achas l'kulam, because it's one entity of achila. The other peros, the other things, we're saying it's not, still not an entity of one entity of achila, because peperos, they don't have a kvias that you can, that you can, they don't have that type of a kvias that you can make one achilas peros out of the group. But the question is, see, it could be, after, it's a little confusing, but let me think about this. Now, it could be when he says Shomei Ka'ona won't work, right? That's only in a situation where it has a real Seder like Suda, where it's an entity like Suda. So either you're in the entity, either you're partaking of the same entity, or you're completely different from each other. And in that type of situation, Shomei Ka'ona won't help you if there's such a strong division between the activities. You have to be similarly situated, even for Shomei Ka'ona. But by Peros, it could be that it does work through Shomei Ka'ona. The only thing is that you have to be able to relate. In order for Shomei Ka'ona to work, you need to have some tzirif in the group.
What does Shomei Ka'ona do with tzirif in a group? That's what I don't.
I mean, you're asking Stam a question on the rush. I don't think it's a question on me. It's just Stam a question on the rush. Why shouldn't Shomei Ka'ona always work at least b'dieved? It's a good question. It's a very good question. So whatever you want to say, we're doing different things, whatever you want to say, but if you're making a bracha and my listening is equivalent to you and me each making our own brachos, so why should it not work? It's a very good question. I told you, it's a very good question. And that is really the topic of that shir, of the Ravs. Why is where is Shomei Ka'ona in these sugyas? I don't think it has to do with anything I said though yesterday. I believe the Rashba leaves with a Tzarach Iyan on that very same question. Well, I thought we had the... The Rashba... we don't have the there's no Mosar of Cook Rashba and Brachos?
Because
the Rashba, take a look at it. On this sugya, he learns through the Gemara, and then he has a paragraph at the end, and he says, "Le'inyan shmaitin kashali." Says the whole sugya, in terms of the whole inyan of the Gemara, he has a question. The havada ifu lebirkas hamotzi karmina and deboi haseva. Says certainly by the bracha of hamotzi, you need haseva. Right, that we know for sure, since they're arguing about yayin. Iboy haseva olo. The yayin vaday the bracha rishona kama. And the question, the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav by wine, is definitely about the bracha rishona. Diba birkas main shalosh kes shalachar yayin yefsha can't be on the bracha chrona. Rishim bekayim olam bereish perakol abasar dein zimun leperos. Okay, so it's definitely talking about the bracha rishon. He says, "V'im kein mama lisha yivorech kol echad ve'echad." So let's take the yayin. Why should everyone have to make their own bracha? If you hold like Rav, for instance, "V'ha kol chad v'chad bar chiyuvu." Everybody has their own personal chiyuv now. Because everybody is chayiv to make a bracha on yayin, right? "V'kayim olam b'birkas anen and shim lo yotza motzi." And we say, by Birkas Hananin, if you were not Yotze yet, you can be Motzi somebody else. In other words, Birkas Hananin is different. If I already blew the shofar, and somebody else needs to hear the shofar blown, I can make a bracha and blow the shofar. And the bracha will be for him. Even though I'm already Yotze. Right? But by Birkas Hananin, you can't do that. If I'm not going to eat, I can't make a Birkas Hananin for you. But if I'm going to eat, I can make a Birkas Hananin, and you can be Yotze with it. Right? Do it all the time. Vim Tomar. So he says, why can't that be? I'm chayiv in a bar pir gofen, and you're chayiv in a bar pir gofen. So I'm an Eino Yotzi. Why can't I be Mozi? What's the problem? What's preventing me from being able to be motzi you? Just doesn't understand. Vim tomer dafka b'shehe sevu. And if you say maybe the Gemara when it says that the eno yotzei is motzi, is dafka when there is a seva, maybe that's what it means. Mikom akom typically the owner amen kimotzi bracha mipiv. But there's another halacha that if you say amen, it's like you said the bracha.
And why that should be dependent on a seva?
Yeah, that's not dependent on a seva. V'lo od ella shishomeya ka'ona. I don't know what he makes the chilek between that, but he says, and then he quotes another Gemara in Brachos that Shemei Kona works. So he says v'tzarach li'ian. He just leaves it off. So the problem of why he's saying that Shomea Kaona will not work is a problem that Rashba didn't seem able to answer. Big problem.
Where is this? The Rosh? It's in the Rishima?
It's in that Shiur Mordechai Mori, right? I think it's the first one.
Did he write those?
No, I think he looked over them. So it's a big problem. We'll have to see. Maybe the Rambam. Maybe we'll find a solution in the Rambam. But it's a general question in the sugya. Because no matter what you say, there's always going to be a point where you're going to say it's not going to work. By bread. Everybody agrees you need a seva. But the question is, why? Why do you need it? At least do a Shemei Kona.
See, why are they bothered by this? Why can't they just say this is, I mean, unless they're saying the sugi is talking about Shemei Kona, but if they're saying the sugi is not talking about Shemei Kona, this is a separate sugi about doing this thing called Echon Baruch Kulam. And yeah, Shemei Kona.
They seem to be learning that it's not an L'chatchila B'diavad question. It seems to be learning, it's saying you can or you can't. Not you should or you shouldn't, but you can or you can't. And that's the way they're learning it. We'll see. The Ram, I think, has a solution to that question. Maybe it's what the Rush meant to. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait on that. Okay. Okay, so now we have the question of the two Lishnas. Right? So we have a Meshve. Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, was we missing someone today?
Ken and Ken.
Where's Ken?
Ken and Dan.
Daniel's studying.
Okay, so go ahead. Who wants to read today? Mesre. Take a look at it?
Yeah.
How'd it go? Good?
You
want to read the Gemara? Go ahead.
So, Mesve, Ketzad Seder HaSeba. How do you do it? So, Orcha Nichnasin V'Yoshvin Al Gabay Safsalin. So, the guests, I guess, would come in and sit down on top of benches. Al Gabay Kidaros.
More also types of benches, I guess.
Ad Shiyichnasu Kulam, until they all came in. V'Heviyu Lahem Mayim Kol Echa V'Echa Notel Yadav Achas.
Okay, so they would come in on these right. And sit down on the couches, on these benches.
And when they got there, they give them water to wash one of their hands.
Wash one hand.
So, and then afterwards, after they washed, so bolahem yayin kolach bechad, bolahem yayin kolach bechad mevarach la'atma. So then they would bring them a cup of wine, and everyone would be mevarach for themselves.
Right. So that's not. That's just yoshvin.
Right. Rashi, if you lahem mayim kachay regulim.
Essentially, Rashi, what does that mean? There's no real reason for it. It's just the way they would do it. What does it mean, kachay regulim? I mean, there's no real halachic necessity in this.
Well, because the question is obviously you're not touching the food. I mean, why do you have to wash?
Why do you wash if you're drinking wine?
Right.
But he did give a reason for it.
Right, he says, Noto Yadav Achas, Lekabel Ba Kos Shoso Lifnei HaMazon.
So that was, for some reason, that was a minute they had. No, he's explaining why it's only one hand. For Kiddush. For what? For Tumah. I mean, which one you make first? I mean, what do you do? Do you wash or do you make Kiddush first? Hamotzi versus Kiddush, right?
Is that what they're arguing about?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, Bishan and Bishan. Right, it's one of those. But he's saying, I don't know. This is not the washing for the food. And it's,
right.
I don't know. Good question.
Right, Regilin doesn't tell you it's the whole.
Regilin is funny. Yeah, go ahead.
So back in the words of those.
Tosa says, they covered her bracha. The low dummy le notel yodav le peros davi migas and ruach. Kevin shein notel shte yodav. Gemara says you're not supposed to wash hands for fruits. It makes you look like a bal gaiva. But,
Unless
they're wet, right? But, this is covered a bracha. I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay, so Gemara says, so olives, and then they will go up, they'll go to a different room. Rashi, al hamitos vehespo, right? Vehespo, and then they would do a seva.
Right, vehespo, so then they would do a seva.
Right, and then, uvalahem mayim, afal pi shakol echar lecha notal yadav achas, chozer venotal shte yadav. So they do another washing, but this time with both hands. Rashi says, chozer venotal beiz yadav, shetarach lechol bishtehen, because you need both of them to eat.
So it's interesting. So they wouldn't just wash one, the other hand, right? They wouldn't just wash the other hand. I guess they may see chdas when they moved. Go ahead.
So balahem yayin again. V'achol pishu kol echad v'echad mevarach la'atmo echad mevarach l'kulam. So even though they each previously all been mevarach for themselves, one will be mevarach for all of them on this second cup of wine.
Right. So why do they need another bracha?
Rashi, Av fisha kol echa v'echa mevarach l'atmo. Tzrichin od bracha she'en bracha rishona putarso. She'en harishon koroi shelifnei hamazon. She'en b'makom suda. V'hai basra hu yayin shelifnei hamazon. The second one is actually b'fnei hamazon.
So the question is, right, why don't you say the bracha... The boy prayer guffin that they made on the benches should cover this boy prayer guffin now.
Right.
Right? So he's saying that first yayin, that first bracha is not going to potter the yayin now. Why? Because that's not called lifnei hamazon. The very first cup is not lifnei hamazon. Because it's not in the makom suda. So it's a different drinking. This is not a continuation of that.
Do they bench from that?
Would they have to make a bracha achrona? That's a good question. Mustafa, they would.
But in other words, if they had not, would they still be able to make the second bracha on the new cup?
Yeah.
They would.
That's
still.
Separate things. Separate fee to make a bracha achrona. Right. But this second one is yayin shelifnei hamazon. It's an interesting thing. Even though they had in mind they're going to be moving, right? And the Al-Shinu Makom is Mechayvin another bracha. Okay.
Rashi has one more. He says, Echad Mevarach L'Kulan D'Kevan D'Hesvu HaKvao.
Kevan D'Hesvu Hukvu. So that's why now you're allowed to have one bracha for everybody. Okay, we'll see. We're going to explore that a little more, right? Go ahead.
Okay, so... L'Heicha Lishna...
Okay, so let's get it straight now. So Lahayach, so according to the Lishna that says that what? So let's get this straight again, just to get the facts clear, because it's going to be important to be able to maneuver a little bit. So what, how does it go again? So when they would sit down without Haseva, they'd make individual brachos, correct. And then when they would sit down with Haseva, they'd make a bracha achas l'kulam. So what does that mean? What does that imply?
They need a seva for...
That you need a seva for the yayin.
Right.
Right?
Which is not
so the coin to the first position of Rav, he said what?
That it's automatic.
That it doesn't need a seva.
Right.
So there's a kasha on what?
From the resha.
From the resha. So how come if you hold the ayin doesn't need a seva when your yoshvin originally they each made their own bracha? Right? So that's the Gemara's first question. Lehayach lishna de omer rav lo shanu elapas de boya seva o yayin lo boya seva kasha resha.
Right.
Rashi, go ahead. So, right? But the yoshvin shouldn't have to.
Right. So the Gemara answers shiny orchin de daisaihu lame ikar.
So they have das to uproot themselves. What does that mean, Rashi?
Rashi. Sofa lemeyakar v'la'alos v'la'hesev b'makom achar she'in ze makom hamesiba. So they had in mind already that they were going to be getting up and going to some other place.
Right. So they know already that at the end, as I guess saying an orech can't just decide he's going to stay here. He's going by the Balabais' schedule. So it's a seder. So they know they're gonna have to get up,
right?
And 1 second, and recline in another place. Why? Because this is not the Mokom HaMesiba. This is not where the suda is gonna be going on.
Right. Rather, it's Ella Kanyashu Ad Sheit Kansu Kol HaKaruyim. This is just waiting for everybody to come in.
This is right here. They're sitting until all of the guests arrive.
Right. The Derech Balei Batim. Ashirim, Hayalizman the Sudasam,
Zamin
the Sudasam, Orchem Maniim, Lahukari Lahu Orchem.
What does he mean? I'm not sure what he means by that. What does he mean? It says the way of the rich Balabatim, huh?
Why do you have to say that?
Is to invite
the poor guests
to his Suda, poor guests.
Maybe it means like if you're just. Like having a friend over, you have like a relationship, but it's not. Like the term "orchem" implies like some, like
can you explain
like
the
a
numbers?
Lack of a relationship.
Let me explain the numbers.
Lahachi kari luhu orchem.
Could you be bothered by the numbers? Like if you're just finding a friend, chances are you're not going to have. So you're writing like you're opening your house up to a neem. You're going to have a lot more people. Like such that the cases even going to like occur.
What does numbers do?
Because like the whole thing is that there are three people. There's not enough time for everyone to sit down and have a glass of wine while they're waiting for everybody else to come in. Whereas if you're inviting like a whole bunch of aniyim,
I don't know. The Gemara itself doesn't says they're already all there.
What's he bothered with the terminology, Orchem? Why is he bothered with the terminology, Orchem? Aniyim are called guests, and other people are not called guests.
It's just like the regular guests. I mean,
why can't unless he's bothered with doesn't really have to do with guests, could just be even the balabatim, even if you're just having a family meal but you're all eating in one spot and then you move over to the other spot.
Maybe it's like even when they're not like maybe aniyim or not really familiar with these processes.
But he's saying it's not really talking about aniyim necessarily, but they're all called orchem because they invite aniyim too. Is that what he's saying? Yeah, I don't know. It's a funny. I'm not sure exactly what's bothering Rashi with that. One second. Yeah, I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so he says, "V'had Amar Rav Yain Lo Boy Hesseba Ela Yeshiva Ba'alma Shelo B'Shas Suda Kamar O B'Shas Suda Ubimakam Suda." Question is, when Rav said that yeshiva would be enough for yayin,
So did he mean that only when you are at the not at the
He only meant that. No, this is what he's saying. He's saying this is his answer, right?
Right.
This is the Rav's answer. That
was only Akasha, if you were to tell me if you thought my shita was that Yeshiva Ba'amo worked by Shas Suda alone. But if you also need Makom Suda.
Well, let's slow down. V'hadam Rav Yayin Lo Boy Hasevo Eli Yeshiva Ba'alma. So when is Yeshiva Ba'alma enough and there's no further requirement of Haseva? Seems like there's two cases, right?
Right.
Shelo B'Makom Suda. Shelo B'Shas Suda Koma. Either it's just Stam, a gathering, and there's no, it's not a prelude to anything else, right? You're just going to sit and drink wine. Oh, B'Shas Suda U'B'Makom Suda. That what? Or if you are at the Suda, it's the time of the Suda, but you're also in the Makom Suda. Then Yeshiva is enough. Right, Yeshiva is enough in two cases. Either where there's no Suda involved at all, right? Or where there is a Suda, but you're in the place that you're going to be eating later. So then there's no Ma'aka, then there's no being ochre yourself. But if it's the Shah Suda, and you're not in the Makom Suda, then you got problems. Yeah.
You're just a little confused, like, in terms of setting up facts. What is this case of the Orchan, like, drinking the wine? Like, is that considered Shah Suda?
Shah Suda.
That is considered Shah Suda.
That's Shah Suda, but not Makom Suda.
How does the first way the Rashi has it fit into the Pshat and the Gemara? It doesn't sound like it's saying that. It sounds like it's saying the second way, that since they're going to get up, and this isn't the Makom yet. For the corner's first way, it's Suda per se is a problem. So why?
What's the first way, second way?
The first way is really Suda per se is the problem.
No. Shelo B'Shas Suda is meaning you have no problems. If it's not a time of Suda, if you didn't get called over to the house for a Suda, right?
Then Yeshiva Ba'alma works.
Then Yeshiva Ba'alma works.
Right?
No matter what. But if it's the time of the Suda, now it has to be in the place of the Suda. Now you need a further modification. If it's time of Suda, then you need to be in the place of the Suda. You either have to be, either it's not a time of Suda, and then there's no qualification, it's just not time of Suda. Or it's the time of the Suda, and then you have to have one more thing. It has to be in the place of the Suda.
These aren't like two possibilities.
No.
They're one thing. Not two possible things of what the Gemara means.
No. They're both true.
The second.
Correct. They're both true. Right. They're two instances of the same thing. But the problem here is that they're invited for a Suda, so it's Shah Suda, and they're drinking not the Makom Suda.
And that's why, even according to Rav, they couldn't...
That's why Yoshrin is not enough. That's why Yoshrin is not enough. Right? Okay, so what do you say here?
But Yoshrin is definitely enough in Makom Suda and Shah Suda, right?
Right. Okay. Or if there's no Suda at all. Or if there's no Suda at all.
It seems like we want to say that it seems to like flow perfectly from what we said yesterday, that in the Lishna Kama, right? So the idea was that you can start your activity of Akhila and impose the Kriyas on it, right? But when the activity that you're engaging in has, you know, brings along its own terms. Right. So now that's like a mopsik in the tzirif. You can't just come and impose terms onto it, because like a chilas pas is itself the haskalah of a greater entity. So what the Gemara is saying here is that according to Rav, like in this situation where when you're drinking yayin and it's not just stam yeshiva, but it's really the beginning of a suda. So here it like functions like pas. It's the haskalah of a greater entity. Like it has its own terms now, because it's in the context of the mesiva. You can't just come and impose.
Well, that's the key question. What does the fact that it's Shah Suda have to do with anything? Right now I'm here. I'm enjoying my wine. And I'm doing everything I would need to do to be mitzdarif with you. So there's a Suda coming up?
Okay. It seems like the drinking wine is the beginning of the Suda.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting term Rashi uses, right?
What's the name of it?
B'shas Suda. Yeah. It's obviously not the Shas Suda.
It's not the Makom Suda.
Yeah.
It's not like Makom Suda. It's not the Makom Suda. It's just B'shas.
What does it mean, B'shas Suda?
It means like the Gemara goes through the Seder, like the Seder and Seder, as like in order. But I mean, included in that is this drinking of wine before the meal. Like, this is how the Sudas began. Like, they sat down, they drank wine, and then they like moved over to the meal.
Also, it's funny because it doesn't call this cup Lifnei Mazon. Like, on the one hand, you're right, calling it B'shas Suda, and the other hand, you're saying it's not Lifnei Mazon.
Right.
That's the toast. I mean, toast makes the same point as Rashi, basically. The Afogav the Yain Lifnei Mazon Potu Yain Shalachar Mazon Koshkein Zeh Shelafonav. Zil's question: why isn't the first drinking of the Yain part of the second drinking of the Yain? Shani Yochai says Kevan Sheolu LaHesev Havi Shinei Makom V'Tzarchovar. But what's the problem over here? What's the problem that is Shas Suda, but not Makom Suda? So what does that prevent? What problems does that create?
It seems that there's already like a suit in the other room.
Okay.
And like since you know that there's gonna be a suit happening.
Right.
It's like that exists in the other room in the Makom Suda.
Okay.
And here you're in the antechamber or whatever, and you're not in the place of where the suit fits.
Okay.
So you need some sort of like stronger.
It exists before anyone moves to the other room?
Yeah. Because it's already shot suit.
I mean, Shas Suda, he's right. I mean, you have to say something like that. What does Shas Suda mean? It means you have an imminent kvias. You have an impending kvias. That kvias Suda exists for you. It's omed. You're waiting for it. You're invited to it. You came for it. Don't act surprised. But what does that do? I need to know a little better. What does that therefore prevent you from being able to do?
Say that this is a group activity?
The contrary, okay. You should say that.
I'm sorry?
The contrary, you should say that the fact that halakha contemplates the fact that you're going to the Suda, you know, the group exists.
No, the group only exists
for together. Well, so what does Rashi say? Rashi describes it as it's Shas Suda, but not Mokom Suda.
Right, the group doesn't exist. But the group will exist now, but
The Mokom. Right, I think you're right. The problem is relating to this Mokom. The problem is relating to this Mokom as a kvias.
Right. It seems like ordinarily when you have an achilas, you know, whatever, or the shasiyas yayin, let's say, right, ba'alma,
right,
then the Mokom would just go by that. But when you, it's part of a greater entity, and that sets up its own.
Right. Now, Rashi is clear that you still need Yoshin, right? Still need Yoshin. Right. V'hadam Rav lo boy haseva el yeshiva ba'alma. You still need yeshiva. Still need to be koveya mokom for this group activity. The activity, all activities must be in a mokom. That's part of the mitzvah. Right? So he's saying normally yayin and things like that. There's no formal way of engaging the makom like pas. You don't need that seva. It's not required. But it is still creating a kvias in this makom, right? But if you're called to a suda, and it's imminent and you're waiting for it, That's right now, that's the only makom of kriyas for you. You can't say, I'm here for a suda and I'm going to be koveya myself in another place first. It's not possible. It's intrinsically arai. Every other thing you do now is intrinsically in passing. It's intrinsically transitional. Kriyas is the opposite of transition. Kriyas means I'm here. Transition means I'm going. So you can't be kovei yourself in a transitional spot. Right? But he's saying when you come and there's a suda that's set for you in the other room. I mean, it's being prepared. That's what you're here for. That's Shah Suda means. Shah Suda means the reality and the kviyas of the Suda exists, and now you're just waiting for it. You're in the antechamber, right? Ante meaning before. So therefore, it's a transitional makom. Cannot have it's not possible to have a kviyas. The Tarkti the Sastri say I'm going to be koveya in a transitional spot, but otherwise I can be koveya just by yeshiva. But if it's in the makom suda, that's fine, right? Good. All right. That's sofa lumiyaka. It means you can't relate to this place as an essential place. You have to relate to this place as an essential place. This is a place I'm here indefinitely.
Can you say that applies for everything?
And I'm here until I decide I'm not here. But that's not true over here. Yeah.
Like even like Eros and everything? Like are you saying
that? Yeah. All the same. Everything. Everything's the same point in Rashi. Wait, is that right? Lishna Bas, Lishna Kama?
Lishna Kama.
Mishnah Kama holds Peros also don't need. Yeah, same thing. All the same. Right, it would all be the same. Why won't you make on it be good? Yeah. Kvius is permanence. Kvius means permanence. Permanence doesn't mean forever. That's a mistake. Right? Does not mean forever.
What does it mean?
Oh, what does it mean? It means for as long as its duration is.
What does temporary mean?
What does vague mean?
So you're saying you can't have... Nobody eats forever, right? Even as soon as it ends. Established, correct. It means it's established. You're not a transient, right? You're not a vagabond. So it's established. You can't be you can't establish yourself in a place that is intrinsically a waiting area. Waiting area means that it doesn't have its own chashivas. It only exists in terms of the other thing. So to relate to the makom as an establishment, it has to be able to relate to the makom intrinsically. But this whole makom is only a preparatory step to the next. Okay. It's like trying to build a house in the sand. Yeah.
So if it's a place where you can be kovei and retain yeshiva would be able.
That's right, because we hold you don't need. Because it's going to Rav. It's going to Rav by Yayin.
Why are they
Hasidim?
Why can't they just be
Yeshiva?
That's the next question.
Could you have though two makomos for kviyas? Like, let's say you had like a wedding or something. Like, they
right.
had one room where you like sat
yeah,
and like you eat like an appetizer while they're setting up the other room. For, like,
no, it would seem that's this case.
Two separate rooms.
It's a good question. It's a good question. Let me stop going there. Those Rashi, if you want to be medayik from Rashi, Rashi seems to say they're only waiting here for everybody to gather. Right?
Which is even against the Gemara itself, because the Gemara says they're all there.
Yeah, I know. It is funny, right? But Rashi seems to say that now you must really say they were only here waiting for everybody to come. Meaning to say they never related to this place as a place. It was just waiting for everybody, waiting for the meal to be ready. They're here, they're waiting for the meal to be ready. So what are you going to do? Starve your guests until the meal is ready? Right? But if there were two parts, if the meal started and it had two parts, then you could say it's different. Right? But a shmorg, I mean, you're just waiting. Right? I mean, in out of town, they don't even have a shmorg.
Right.
What?
The rumors are true.
true.
You always have an abundance of food, which I throw away anyways. Yeah.
Come on, it's not a Sparty Ashkenazi fight. Don't get so excited. Okay. All right. So what's the next Lishna? Next question. Next question is Aaron's question. I mean, is Ben's question. I mean, you get it. Okay, go ahead.
Leheicha lishna de amar rav lo shenu ela past mahanyle haseba aval yayin lo mahanyle haseba kasha sefa.
I do it to my daughters too, don't do that. Go ahead.
The second lishna basra is the kasha from the sefa of this
right.
This seder.
That in the when they do finally sit down, it says that they that they're masive, right?
Right.
The second question is what?
We said in the Lishna Basra, according to Rav, that even if you did Haseba, you could never have one guy Mimborach for everybody else by Yayin. It would never work. But we see in the end of this Seder that when they're doing Haseba, they are being Mimborach Echa L'Kulam.
Oh, your question is different, I see. You're doing question. I see, your question. One second. Kasha. All right, he has a good question. He's saying, why does it say that the Mesiv, in the according to Rav, they don't need Haseva? So why does it say that they're Mesiv? Right? When they drink the wine at the Suda.
Isn't that just how they did it?
Yeah, that's how they did it.
I mean, it's not necessary. It just happens to be the way they did. Okay. Go ahead. But this
they're not going to lay down for having the meal and then get up.
What?
So they don't ask the kasha from the sefer, only from the reisha.
Okay, but this question is that what? That Rav held that yayin, that haseva won't even help yayin. Right? Won't help the yayin. But it says when they're mesiv, you can make one bracha for everybody. Go ahead.
That's the problem. So, shani hasam. Demagu dika mahanyule.
Demagu dika mahanyule. Yeah, go ahead.
Seva lepas mahanyule haseva leyayin.
That since it's effective, since the haseva is effective for the pas, right? It's effective for the pas.
Also,
it'll also be effective for the yayin.
Right.
Meaning, regularly, if you would just sit down with yayin, if you'd be mesiv with yayin, you wouldn't be able to make bracha achas l'kulam. But since you're being mesiv for the pas, that's enough to allow you to include the yayin. It's an interesting thing.
They didn't have pas yet, right?
Yeah, is it the yayin?
The pas happened after the yayin in this case?
Doesn't matter. I'm assuming it doesn't matter.
How could it not matter? How could the haseba of the pasta didn't
happen? Because they make the mesiv before they eat the pasta too.
Oh, it's the same haseba.
It's the same haseba. The getting on the couch is for the pasta. That's the haskalah of that suda. It's an interesting thing. See, Rashi seems to learn. If you take a look on Lamed Test, just as a note, just a point of interest over here. Lamed Test, Amud Aleph, where it says that they were eating the vegetables, right? And one made the bracha for everybody. So that raises that's the Rush said, see, that proves that we really hold like the Lishna Kama. Right? The Rush right. said that proves we hold like the Lishna Kama.
Yeah.
Right. That everything else doesn't need Haseva. But if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, I mean Tosos. I'm sorry, Tosos. It says Nosan Bar Kapar Rashus. This is a Mayri Behesevu. So he seems to be like Lishna Basra. Right? That's only because they were Mesiv, that's why they were able to make the Bracha on. But what kind of a sheet is that? He must
Basra
mean they were Mesiv for Pas. That's what
right,
he must
yeah.
mean.
Right.
So he must mean they were. Huh? He's saying, Bismarck said we don't have this. We only do our save on Pas. No, he seems to be learning that what? He seems to be learning, I don't know, it's a funny toast. He seems to be saying that they used to be mesiv for Peros too. That they were mesiv for Peros, but now we don't do that anymore. Difficult, what's the Gilgamesh? Ayin chulin. No, all right. Anyway, so what's the svar over here? That since the mesa for the pass, since it's good for the pass, it'll work for the ayin.
I had an approach.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yesterday we were discussing the chashivas, so we said that yayin is special in the sense that it's like the best of its class, like
right,
a mashkin.
Right.
Whereas pas, I mean, that may also be true, but what we're concerned with by pas makes it chashiv is that it brings other things as a part of it, right?
Right.
So maybe you could say the same thing here, that yayin, according to the Lishna Basra, couldn't generate the ability to be Echem Avarach L'Kulam on its own, but since this is taking place in the context of something which could, namely pas, so now you could do that. There's the you can take that property from the pas and extend it to all the things which are coming because of the pas. Because the pas
right,
isn't just itself; it's a creation. It creates this entity of suda. You know what I mean? And it gives its properties to all of those things in that kvias.
Right. Well, saying that Rav holds at the end of that the yayin is not something that you can do that you can have real kriyas on. But the saying, since the haseva works for the pas, but this is your question over here now, right? Would this work for the other things? Would this work for Paris and stuff? Right?
According to what I'm saying, it would.
Even though we were saying that there has to be an intrinsic serif, right? So how is this going to make an intrinsic serif?
Here it's coming from the entity of Suda, which they're all engaged in.
You're saying once we can be mitzdarif them through some means, now that serif exists and you can use it for other brachas as well.
It doesn't have to be a
tzirif
of.
It doesn't have to be a tzirif of. It's not that in order to make the bracha, it has to be the thing of the tzirif. Right? Say, but you need to have the people related in a very special way in order to have this type of a group. But once it exists, then it'll exist for everything. Once it exists, it'll exist for everything. Interesting thing. See, the Rashba mentions that as a possibility, al pisvara, that if you drink yayin v'socha suda and you're mesiv, then it has a din of that you chayiv, you really chayiv birkas hamazon on the yayin. Because the Gemara says, why don't you make birkas hamazon on yayin? Because there's no kvias, you're not koveh suda on it. He says, but you see, this Gemara holds that the kvias of the Suda can be extended to the yayin. So that's only a problem, that you can't create the kvias with the yayin.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be extended
that's
to it. So you won't say, that's why you wouldn't have to make a separate bracha achrona. You wouldn't have to make an aleh gefen. Because really, you'll be yotzi with the bar priyah gefen now. Even if you, aside from the idea of saying yotzi with the bar priyah gefen, aside from saying that you're with an that you're motzi the alagefen with the berberg with the
Birkas
Hamazon, it's possible to say you really are really saying it the right way. That's really the proper bracha now. But that seems to be saying that it elevates the yayin. He seems to be learning like it elevates the kvias of the yayin.
Right, we're saying it's in the people.
Right. But that's just a possibility. That wasn't really what he. Yeah, it's an interesting question. Well, what I'm wondering about that Tosos. I'm wondering about that Tosos, because he says, it would seem he's learning that the Peros I mean, logically, it would seem he has to be learning. Well, the thing is, we always hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So, which Rabbi Yochanan would that be?
Hama, meaning Yayin Boyes Seva.
No, but then they wouldn't be doing a Seva by the Peros. He says by the Peros they were doing a Seva, right? So Lishna Basra would say that what?
Could never do it by Peros.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. It must be that it would seem that he has to say he's learning it in a Suda, right?
And
just like Rav held the Yayin is going to be good in the Seva of the Pasuk held the Yayin, he must be learning to help the Peros too.
Which Lishna you
right? Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra. Right. But then the only problem is, so why is he saved? Because man is we only have a saver by pass. Right? So therefore he says, you have to make a bracha, I'll call Dover, hein the peros, hein the yayin.
And what's the difference?
What's the difference?
Because we have a saver by pass.
You have the saver by the pass, as long as you still have the saver by the pass. And these are just piggybacking on the save of the pass. What's the difference? Right? So it would seem you have to say he holds this only works when you also have a haseva by these other things. So now I can say it's the same haseva. But there's no concept of haseva by these peros, then the haseva of the pass is not going to help.
So he's saying he's really going with that haseva by peros?
Yeah, he's saying they used to do haseva by the peros too. That was a derech achila, but it wasn't really. That wouldn't be the foods themselves were not capable of creating that type of kriyas. That's how they would eat them, but they weren't chashiv enough. So the haseva wouldn't help. Lo mahanyale haseva. Even lashon the gemara is mashma that did haseva by the other thing. We're saying haseva is lo mahanyale haseva. Right. Right? It says lo mahanyalei, Nisan. It says lo mahanyalei aseva by the other things. Meaning that they did aseva. But the foods were not capable of creating that type of kriyas through the aseva. Saying, but since they do, but he's saying, Tosa seems to be saying like this, that if you have something that you do aseva on and it's not chashiv enough, but then you do that aseva with the aseva of pas, right? Now it will make it chashiv enough. Let's say the dvarim habam not machmas asuda, so they're not part of the pas. So now it's like a separate group. It's like a separate entity of haseva in the middle of the other haseva. So once you kovei yourself with the haseva on the pas, and this is also something that you eat derech haseva. So now you can say I'm continuing the haseva of the pas while I'm eating these things, right? But if I never do haseva on peros, then this can't be a haseva on these peros now. There's no such thing like that. There's no kriyas like this on the peros. So then it's just haseva of the pas, and it can't be extended to the peros.
Which again is only according to the way of
Lishna Basra.
No, but that it's according to the way of learning that the syrup is in the food, not in the people. Because I mean, the people you don't care.
No, then you could say it's the people.
Like, not like the
Rashi's possible. No, in the people.
Right, his thing was in the food. I'm saying we're.
No, that's what I'm trying to think about now. I think it could be still in the people.
It could still be a problem even if you say it's in the people.
That's right, because they're not. They're still. This Haseva does not indicate any Sirah for Achilles Peros. So you can't say the group. You can't say the Haseva.
Even though they're already joined?
Yeah, because it's like a new activity. It's like a separate activity.
How does it indicate for the yayin?
Oh, because if they drink it the haseva, in other words, if the food you eat the haseva, right? So then you can say, once I'm mesa for the pas, right, and I'm continuing that haseva when I eat the other foods, so our tziruf is extant.
It still seems like it's
but one second.
Food,
but if no. The food makes the tziruf of the people, right?
From pas, right?
From pas. But now these people are doing achilas peros, let's say, or yayin. Okay. right? And how do they normally yayin and peros? With haseva, right? The only thing is the haseva that is generated by achilas peros and yayin is not the right kind of haseva for the tzir of the bracha, right?
The people wouldn't be joined in that way, you mean?
One second. Normally, right, if they would just sit down for peros and yayin, even though they would do haseva, lo mahani le haseva.
Right, but what about now?
So now, since they normally do eat the haseva, the only thing is that haseva is not the right form, but here there is already a pre-existing proper entity of haseva. Mm-hmm. So now they can say, well, now we're masiv, and we're continuing that haseva from before. So we'll still have now they'll be eating peros and yayin with the proper haseva.
So we'll work.
Right? So we'll work.
But are the facts that peros...
But... This is what I'm trying to say. But if you never eat pasen, if you never eat peros and yayin with haseva,
at all,
then you can't piggyback on their haseva. You can't piggyback on the haseva of the pas, because now it's a completely has nothing. You can't say I'm eating the peros by haseva. You never eat peros by haseva. If you normally eat peros by haseva, but you don't have the right quality. So then the haseva of the pas can extend the quality to your haseva's peros. But if there's no such thing as haseva's peros, it's not going to extend the quality to anything. So now you just stop eating peros. There's no group, there's no... No, that's what I'm saying. Right?
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I also see the possibility of saying that insofar as it's not the right kind of haseva, so whichever way you're going to go in the case when they were masiv by peros, if you say it was good, then it'll still be good even now when we don't. If you say it wasn't good, then it won't be good now when we don't also. Like, it won't matter.
But Latosis is saying that b'zman hazeh, this halacha of bar kapara won't work. That you can make one bracha for everybody with peros. Why? He says, because they were masiv on peros, and we're not masiv on peros anymore. Right.
This is different than the way you were learning the Rosh. Because I mean, the Rosh, we were learning the Rosh. It's different than the way. Because we were learning the Rosh Lishabasher. Like really, like the problem was in the entity.
No, but now, it's a further clarification. He's saying that's the kasha. But the answer is even the entity is only to get the tzir from the people. Even the entity is to make them into doing one thing, not that they are one unit around one activity. And then, as long as they're one unit, then they can be a one unit for other things too. Yeah.
How does that work exactly? Because you said piggybacks. Like, how does that work?
Oh, because they're already kavua. They're already created this bond. They have to have a certain relationship in order to have this bracha achas l'kulam. And it can't be created through everything. But once it's created, it will exist even for other things.
Oh, so why do you need to say about the yayin?
Ah, that's what I'm trying to answer. Nobody seems to understand what I'm saying.
I'm just trying
to think about it. I mean, what I'm saying is that if the activity that you're doing has nothing to do with haseva at all, then you can't say that you're going to piggyback on that haseva.
It has nothing to do with it.
It's not an activity of haseva. If it's an activity of haseva, but the normal haseva that it creates doesn't have a strong enough group, doesn't form a group strong enough, so then I can say, okay, well, I have a good haseva. So I'll use, so when I'm doing my haseva on peros, I'll be using the good haseva. So we're already situated in a group, and we're doing something which is normally a group activity. But the normal group activity is not enough. It doesn't create enough of a group. But this we already have a formed group, and we're doing a group activity, so now we can be fine. But if it's a group activity, if it's always a singular activity, then it's not gonna help the fact that there's a seva. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that the haseva of the pas will add the quality to the will add what's missing to the normal haseva of peros. But if there's no normal haseva of peros, the haseva of pas is completely foreign to it. It has nothing to do with it. It's like it doesn't exist. It's like they're two parallel worlds. It's like two parallel activities. They're not on the same plane. They can't affect each other.
But how is the haseva of the one picking up? In other words, I understand the concept of, like, if they're already mitzaref, you know? Like, because then, okay, fine, so now there's already a seer between them, and they can, you know,
one. It'd be like saying, since we're mitzaref together for pas, now all of our money is in the shutfas. Why? Why?
That's a dangerous move.
Oh, because they're both ideas of being together. And if we're together for this, we have to be together for that. Yeah, but these together things have nothing to do with each other. That's what I say. It has nothing to do with each other. They have to have something to do with this. The togetherness of the peros has to have something to do with the togetherness of the pas. So if they both do haseva, then you can say they're in the same realm. The only thing is, one is not normally strong enough. But now I can borrow the other one. It exists. In other words, when I come to the Peros, I'm looking for Haseva. And there is a Haseva, so I can extend that one. But if when I come to Pas, there's no idea of Haseva, then the fact that I was Mesa for... When it comes to Peros, there's no... If when it comes to Peros, there's no idea of Haseva, then the fact that I was Mesa is completely irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Completely irrelevant.
Like, that Haseva...
It's like trying to join two things that have no connection. Like my money and your money. They have no connection. Haseva is not just going to join things. Haseva will, the good Haseva will join things that are joined through Haseva. It's not going to join things that are not joined through Haseva. And if Peros are not eating the Haseva, there's no way to be inspired them. Yeah.
The Haseva from the past, that's like transferred through the people. Like the, and now when they do Haseva with the eye, like that it goes. Like, did they retain
it
somehow? Like,
it's
I don't
the same
understand
thing,
how they
yeah.
from one from you.
Because they're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing. They're making it to the payload.